1 month ago at the GOP debate at Stonehill College, former U.S. Attorney Mike Sullivan seemed to have the wind at his back. But on Tuesday night, shortly after 9 p.m., Sullivan conceded.
Just a little while ago, I just got off the phone with Mr. Sullivan and Mr. Winslow, and I congratulated them on a very spirited campaign.
And they have... Gabriel Gomez won his party's primary by campaigning hard, no doubt about it. 58 stops in 4 days as his brief campaign wound down over the last week. But with most voters paying neither attention to the race nor the issues, Gomez appealed to a broad segment of Republicans and independents with a made-for-television biography.
For a kid who didn't know English till he went to school, I earned my pilot wings of gold, I earned my Navy SEAL trident, I earned my way to Harvard Business School, and I earned my way to a successful career in the private sector. Now, this election is about the future. It's not about the past. But the simple truth is, the reason I'm running, and I've said this from day one, my parents came here for a chance at the American dream, not just for themselves, but for their kids. And what I'm concerned about is that we stay on the same path that we're on right now. My kids, your kids, all those kids that came through up here on the way in, and everybody's kids that is watching right now may not have the same chance that I had. And I think that each generation should pass off a better country than when they started.
Gomez will now take on Ed Markey in the special Senate general election on June 25th, and minutes into his victory speech, he hit hard at the veteran congressman.
The year was 1976, 37 years ago. Gerald Ford was president. Al Gore had not yet invented the internet. 8-track players were big. Boston's first album had just come out. The first Rocky movie had just debuted. The average price of a new home was $44,000. The national debt, which today is almost $17 trillion, was not even $1 trillion. Now, that was a lifetime ago. Me, I was just playing Little League Baseball. And that was when Ed Markey first got elected to Congress.
This will be a race of national significance, closely watched around the country, as it will determine if the Democrats can hold on to the Senate or if the Republicans can take it back.
We've got a good record of winning special elections here in Massachusetts. And more importantly, I mean, the voters are really tired of what's going on in Washington right now.
Ron Kaufman is National Republican Committee Man for Massachusetts.
Now, you've seen since Election Day the president's numbers flip and it's gone from very positive to being negative again. And I think the voters want someone who, like Gabriel said tonight, someone who's got the discipline of a military officer, the heart of a dad, and the courage of a businessman to do what's right. And I think that's exactly what voters want in Washington right now.
Republican researchers will now comb through Markey's 3-decade record in the House of Representatives for votes that might hurt him. And Gomez's biography will be scrutinized for details that Democratic researchers hope will not be so TV-friendly. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.